Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, today is the start of Advent, beginning of the new church year. This is the season of waiting and anticipation and excitement. But honestly, I think the anticipation and excitement have been building for weeks now. Some people are already looking forward to that big day in December. Maybe you're one of them. They have their wish lists, they know what they want to see, and they can't wait to get it. There's just a buzz in the air right now. Some people seem relaxed about it, but others are just losing their minds. Of course, what I'm talking about is the release of Spider-Man No Way Home on December 17th. For a while now, Spider-Man fans have been going crazy online in anticipation of this new movie. Now, if you're not a Spider-Man fan, let me explain why this movie is such a big deal. In the early 2000s, there were three Spider-Man movies starring Tobey Maguire. Then there were two more Spider-Man movies starring Andrew Garfield. Then a few years ago, a guy named Tom Holland was cast in the role. So we've had three different Spider-Men. No Way Home is Tom Holland's third Spider-Man movie. But many fans think that Maguire and Garfield will show up in this one too. So they think this is going to be a big climactic movie with three Spider-Men who will take on the bad guys together. Well, of course, both Maguire and Garfield have denied appearing in the movie when they've been asked about it, but many fans aren't taking them on their word. Instead, they think, well, of course they have to say no. The studio would be upset with them if they say yes, but we know they're going to be in it anyway. Some people are calling these actors' appearances the worst-kept secret in Hollywood right now. But nobody knows for sure if they'll appear or not, so it's not really a spoiler because we don't know if it's true. All we know is that the movie will be released on December 17th. After it comes out, then our questions will be answered. But let's think about this for a moment. Spider-Man fans have this strong wish to see Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland team up together. It's like their big Christmas wish for Santa. But there's no promise that it'll happen. Just like how Santa doesn't always come through with your wishes either. In our American culture, this is what we refer to as hope. In other words, most of the time when we use the word hope, what we really mean is wish. I hope they will appear in this movie. I wish that they will appear in this movie. There's no promise of their appearance, only a date when the movie will be released. But this is not true hope, though. Hope does not mean wish. Hope means holding on to a promise, even though you don't know when that promise will be fulfilled. Or to say it a different way, instead of having a date but no promise, it's having a promise but no date. For example, a little while ago, I pre-ordered some books on Amazon. And typically, Amazon gives you an estimated delivery date for your orders. But the information for my order says, we will email you when we have a shipping date. So I know the books are coming to me, but I don't know when they'll arrive. Amazon has promised me that they will send them, but even they don't know when it's going to happen. So I have a promise, but no date. I have a hope that I'll receive them, but I don't know when it'll happen. In this season of Advent, this is the kind of hope we have. just on a much bigger scale. We're not wishing for something, as if we're making a list for Santa or wanting to see certain actors in a movie. No, Advent is about hope in the sense of holding on to a promise, one that hasn't been fulfilled yet. The promise, of course, is that we will see Jesus. But that's also kind of weird because we know Jesus is already with us. Right, so in Advent, we're not pretending that we're back in Bethlehem with Mary and Joseph waiting for Jesus to be born. We're also not saying that he's not with us already. Instead, what we're saying is that we're holding on to the promise that Jesus will be revealed in the world, even if we don't see him right away. Consider the gospel reading for today. Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And on earth, distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Sometimes when people read passages like this, they try to predict the date of when this will happen. Right? It's like what I said 2 weeks ago when the disciples were leaving the temple with Jesus, and he said the temple would be destroyed. They asked him, "When will these things take place? And what's the sign these things are about to be accomplished?" Many of us want to know when, too. We want to know a date for when God will act. We want something like a movie release date or a delivery date from Amazon. We want to know when we can expect God to do this thing. But why are we so set on having a date? Well, I think because when things fall apart, we want to know when it's all going to stop. We want to know when we can get off this roller coaster. Sadly, though, God doesn't give us a date. This is why people have been thinking we've been living in the end times for 2,000 years now. They see distress among the nations and people fainting from fear and foreboding. It's so easy to see all the horrible things going on in the world, and we want to know when it's all going to stop. The reason we want it to stop is because we want a different reality than the one we're in now. Like, how many times in the past 20 months have we said, "I can't wait for life to get back to normal"? We want a different kind of life than one that's full of terror and foreboding and global crisis. And you know what? Jesus gives it to us. He doesn't give us a specific date, but he does give us a promise. He says that when we see the world falling apart, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Now, that doesn't mean that God causes suffering. It doesn't mean that these things have to happen before God will act, as if they were some kind of prerequisite. No, it's a reminder that even when these things happen, God is still going to act. Even when it feels like the world is falling apart, even when our hearts are heavy and our minds are spinning, even when the news gives us yet another reason to worry about the state of our world, God is still going to act. God is still bringing a new reality to us. Jesus will still be revealed. Listen to the next part again. Then Jesus told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Jesus called the people to look for signs of new life. Just like how a tree sprouts leaves and we know that new life is coming in summer, there are signs that God is at work in the world too. So think about it. What signs have you seen recently that God is at work? How have you seen God bringing new life? How have you seen Jesus appearing in this world? Well, I'll give you one. Last Sunday, when we had our Thanksgiving lunch together, we went around and said what we were thankful for. And so many of you mentioned this congregation, that you are thankful for one another. Because of you, your love for each other, your love for neighbor, and your love of God, great things are going to continue in our life together. Right, for example, even with all the crazy stuff in the world right now, you still generously gave stuffed animals to the kids at Care House. You still showed God's love with those shoeboxes for Operation Christmas Child. You still pledged your commitment to our ministry together with your estimate of giving cards. Why? Because even when the rest of the world is a mess, you know that St. Paul Lutheran Church is a small church with a big heart for Jesus. That's just who we are and what we do. And that's wonderful. That's a sign of life, my friends. God is up to something here. We just have to look for it and be a part of it. And think about all of the other ways that God is at work and Jesus is revealed. Look at this table, where the body and blood of Christ are given and shed for you. Look at that font, where we celebrate that you have been given new life in Christ. Listen to the word, where we hear over and over again of the good news of Jesus. Look at that cross, where we remember that his love for you is stronger than death. Some people look for signs of the end times. But as followers of Jesus, though, we look for signs of new life. We look for Jesus to be revealed in this world. And those signs are all around us. Heaven and earth will pass away, Jesus said, but my words will not pass away. His good news, his announcement of forgiveness, his promise that God is at work, these things will never pass away, no matter what's going on in the world. And we share that promise together. As for the new Spider-Man movie, I don't know if we're going to see Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield in it or not. But I do know that as we'll sing in just a moment. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. He is with us now, and he has promised to give us new life. That's something to be excited about. That's something to anticipate and tell others about. And most importantly, that is a reason to hope. In the name of the one who is the source of our hope, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.